Catherine Ampoma from London in England and from Accra in Ghana. I listen to podcasts regularly and catch up on many BBC World Service and Radio 4 programs. I switch off video whenever I think about it, partly because I still think of saving data. I listen on walks, while gardening, cooking, or cleaning. If I were watching, I would be sitting doing nothing active. But when will we ever multitask, enjoy air and the sunshine or the rain if we are constantly watching a screen?
Well, you can hear last week's interview with Jonathan Kanagasorium as well as all previous episodes of Feedback on BBC Sounds. Now, Matthew Bannister has been presenting Radio 4's obituary programme, Last Word, for 20 years. Last week, he marked that anniversary with a special series. Doing Death Differently looks at our changing attitudes to death, dying, and the way we memorialise the recently departed.
This is how it all began.
Good afternoon. We take as our inspiration for this programme a verse by Robert Graves. Few are wholly dead. Blow on a dead man's embers and a live flame will start.
I reflected on the lives of nearly 4,000 people.
We'll mark the passing of the great and the good, the eminent and the extraordinary.
In that time, attitudes to death and dying have undergone a radical transformation.
Well, it's great to see Matthew Bannister here with me in the studio. Matthew, welcome to Feedback.
Thank you very much.
Now, the programmes were entitled Doing Death Differently. Do we talk about death and dying more than we used to, do you think?
Well, it's interesting because we consulted an academic who's made a study of these things, and she said that she thinks that we are in the foothills of the discussion about death. That for many